Let's open the Robin and Johnny News Time surprise package.
What do we got?
See what we get. It's a surprise story. We never know what we're going to... Oh! Robin, there is trouble in Teen Town.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. That worries me.
In the form of sexually transmitted diseases. Of course, the kids say... Yeah. The kids say, we didn't have sex. You know where they got that from.
I did not have sexual relations with that girl.
Timmy walks Susie to the door after the prom. You know, it's not a handshake anymore. Mm-hmm. She's out on the porch working him over. Well, it's true. But, you know, the downside of that is an alarming increase of oral herpes. And if that doesn't do it for you, how about throat gonorrhea?
Yeah.
11% have had what I will call... now, think about it for a second, because it's kind of on the low end of the statistical spectrum. Mm. 11%... Bite down on the corner of your little radio style book there, Nate. 11% have had what I will call, and trying to be delicate, detached, disenfranchised form of sex where one does not face his partner.
What?
That's chocolate starfish variety, I suppose, if you want to go.
Are you mad?
What?
How many percent?
11.
Uh-huh.
Of teenagers?
I know it. Yeah. Whoa!
There's another bullseye from news marksman John Maynard.
Hey, Scroat, how many shopping days till Christmas?
I know how long it is till Christmas. 5 more shopping days.
I like that. I like a guy when he is asked a question, forms the answer in the form of a song.
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Let's return now to Choking Kojak with your host, Robin and Maynard.
Ho, 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 boys and girls, this is Santa Claus. And this hot red suit has me stinking like a bag of rotten onions.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Get a load of me.
You no kidding.
Well, Robin, hop up here and tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
No, that's too ripe. No.
Come on.
No. All right.
Closer. Come on, do it.
Okay.
I'm going to.
A little closer.
Okay.
Go for the ride.
What?
Wait, I know just what you want.
What?
How about a baseball stadium you never voted for?
With no good teammates in the...
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, ha, ha.
And now you, Johnny.
Oh, good.
All right, I'm ready.
Hop right up.
Yeah, I'm ready. I
won't bite.
No.
I know just what you want.
Mm-hmm.
2 fried eggs over easy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I was thinking of a sour milk shield,
actually. John.
Yeah.
I have an itch on my belly.
Yeah, scratch it for him.
Reach on in there and give Santa a scratch.
Come on.
Let me dig in there and take care of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
6:34.
Yeah.
Or thereabouts. I got to get this gum out. Hang on. Hey, Johnny, I got Jim Wilson on the horn here.
That's good, Jimmy. I'm spinning the Melody Ranch quiz wheel. I hope everything goes well. One time it came off of its hinged axes, rolled through the streets of Seattle, crushing the citizens to an agonizing death.
Jim is a Boeing employee, and I have to congratulate Boeing on being one of the few stocks in my portfolio that has actually gone up.
We're picking back up again a little bit.
That's great news. All right, Jim, good luck to you. This is worth $250 if we nail it. If we don't, you can pass and take 50, or we just get screwed and you get nothing.
All right, great.
Jimbo.
Yes.
Today's mystery artist died during open heart surgery on this day, December 20th in 1973. You know, it's peculiar because this was his second open heart surgery in 2 years. He had one at 35. At 35 and then went in. How old are you, Jim?
I'm 41.
Is your ticker in good condition?
So you can
imagine 6 years ago, if you would have had open heart surgery then the second time around, it didn't work. He did not get up.
I would have fixed myself or got myself really well after that.
Oh, I know you would have, Jim. But
he had congenital disease, if this is the guy I'm thinking
you're
of.
You're a different guy. This guy had hits in the 50s and 60s. Mm. He was married to a couple of babes, won a movie star. He won a Grammy for a huge, big monster record that was so big even McDonald's used it in an extensive national campaign for a couple of years. Kind of made a resurgent name, today's mystery artist, and win big prize. Jimmy.
It's so easy, Jim, that I just hate to help you. Do you have any clue at all?
Gosh, I'm drawing a blank there.
He was married to Sandra D. Bobby Darin.
That sounds familiar.
Bobby Darin, yeah, and he had a congenital problem, but it didn't know it and had just smoked like a steamship from the time he was 15.
I believe I had one of his old records that I got from an older stepbrother.
Mac the Knife, man. Yes. Sure.
I will go with Robin.
You're going with all that monkey business? You buy that, huh?
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. All about a Saturday night.
He had that giant head and then that skinny necktie with that tiny body.
He was a tough little mother. That guy was good with his dukes. A guy's about my size, but you wouldn't want to tangle with Bobby Darin.
Splish, splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash. Reeling with the feeling. Moving and a grooving. Rocking and a rolling.
There you go, Jimmy. There's $250 in your wallet.
All I can hear is that blasting music, Maynard. You can't blame the guy. There's no...
Okay, I give up.
I'm going to donate half of that to the Issaquah Food Bank.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Hang on the line here, Wilson.
You know, it's curious because you were at Penn & Teller on Saturday, and I was there for the matinee this weekend, and Penn immediately says, thanks for watching the show. I'm Penn. Good night on behalf of Teller. And boom, runs off the stage, runs out on the sidewalk, and greets people in the sidewalk before one... Before one audience member can get to the sidewalk, Penn is out there. Bobby Darin did something similar. He would go out the back and run around the front and fist fight the patrons that just knocked the hell out of them when they came out the door.